This is the Joey English Show, Red Hot Treasure Chest for Kids and Pets.
Okay, Joey pals, you've got passes to the Air Museum. I call it the patriotic center of the Coachella Valley. PSAirMuseum.org, 778-6262. Great place to take your guests that have been in your house over the holiday season. Food at Maracas Mexican Cantina and Grill. You've got a $30 gift certificate, and you can use it at the Rancho Mirage Maracas, or you can use it at the Palm Springs Maracas. Wonderful, wonderful food. Great for kids, and they're also dog-friendly.
Hola, Jolie pals. This is Todd Flood. Come join us at Maracas.
You've got a gift certificate from McDonald's. Talk about kids. It's a gift certificate to any store, and it comes to us from Dick Shalop. McDonald's.com, 674-3335. Okay, Joey pals, all of those presents, the Air Museum, Maracas, and McDonald's go to one person. I don't think Mel has any children. Fred has three. Steve doesn't have any. Joey's got three, so three and three would be...
Eight.
No,
six.
I'm the one who can't do math, Steve. Okay, we'll take the sixth caller, Joey pals. 323 Joey, 3235639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. If you're caller number six, we'll see you here in my studio in January when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel. And thank you for making the show what you have. I'm in my 26th year, and we're going to 5 days on the air. Twice a day, and that's math, and I can't do it. But it's a joy to welcome to the microphones in Kelly's Sports Corner. Here's Steve Kelly.
Well, thank you very much, Joey, and congratulations on your new gig. This is my 27th year.
See?
Even though I started at age 10, my 27th year here in the Valley. It's a pleasure to stop by as we, you know, start a new year, get ready to get going, talk about the year in sports.
Which, you're going to do sports for us once a month.
Yeah, whatever you need me to do, I will do.
Bless your heart.
When you talk about sports, and I've heard some of your previous guests. By the way, I know one of your sponsors, and I shouldn't say this, but I will. They're fantastic, Desert Oasis. I cannot tell you how over the last year I've needed them. And they are my primary physicians, and they have been absolutely phenomenal.
Aren't they?
So
though?
I would, you know, and that's unsolicited. You didn't ask me to do this. Even Nigel didn't pay me to do it. And this is exactly really, they really are very good. The sports, just like your other guests have talked about earlier this, you know, earlier this time, it's been COVID. It's been a lot of this. You know, we did, last year they did play split seasons. The NBA, your champion was the Milwaukee Bucks with the Greek Freak. Giannotti or whatever his last name is. I cannot pronounce it. I love that guy, though. And you also saw in the NHL, you saw a champion Tampa Bay Lightning, which are just a very good team. The NHL, by the way, as we speak, has suspended its season because of COVID.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
They have suspended it for now. The NFL, who knows what's going to happen there. I know you had one of the all-time greats in Fred the Hammer Williamson in, and they don't even know. Remember, the Rams last week played a game on a Tuesday.
Tyler texted me. He says, Mom, football's on. I said, no. It's Tuesday. I mean, I couldn't keep track of the...
I'm wearing red in honor of my alma mater, which just got in the Gator Bowl. They were not scheduled to play a bowl game, Rutgers. But Texas A&M had so much COVID that they couldn't play. So it is crazy. And this weekend, you have the college football playoffs. You have... very interesting stories. You have Georgia, and they are playing Michigan. And then you have
Michigan.
Michigan. And then you have Cincinnati, which came out of nowhere. It's a great story. They're playing Alabama.
And the Crimson Tide.
The Crimson Tide, who were a defending champion.
What's and Cincinnati? I don't
know. The Bearcats. And they have really done very, very well this year. Amazing story. They're not in the big conference. They're in the small conference. But they have come out and played. Although, Joey, I know through the magic of radio, we never know what's going to happen. I don't know if by the time, I don't want anybody to think that I'm crazy because everything is day to day. Even the Olympics. Now, last year they had moved, remember they moved the Tokyo Olympics for 1 year. They had no fans. The thing was kind of a bust, to be honest. It was more you had the sad situation with Simone Biles, where she had so much stress on her, and that whole gymnastic thing, which, disgusting, with Larry Nassar and those people. So what happened was the Winter Olympics are scheduled in February, but where are they scheduled? China.
I know.
And already, because of political reasons, the United States governmentally will not recognize it. Now, the NHL has canceled their participation in it. And if COVID continues, this could be struck off again. You know, and China lost all its tennis events. And that's maybe we'll talk a little locally.
Yes, please.
Larry Ellison and those guys, they did a great job. They played the BNP Paribas in October. Quite frankly, it didn't draw very well, but they did do it. They plan on coming back in March. I don't know. I have no idea yet. I think we'll have more of a clue as we move along. And, of course, the other big news is the building of an arena in the Coachella Valley. The naming rights have not been sold yet, but the Coachella Valley Firebirds of the American Hockey League will start playing next year.
You know why I like the logo? It kind of reminds me of the Red Wings.
Right, but I also like the Firebird because it's also tied into Native
Americans. Native Americans.
That is a huge thing.
Very important.
Young man who, you know, I'm very close to is a Native American, and that is huge in Native American culture, the bird on fire. And it's also, it's a great logo. I think that arena will change the valley.
Tell everybody a little bit about it, because you and I have been to all the press functions.
The team that's going to play their minor league games there are the Seattle Kraken. And they are a new expansion team in the NHL. And, God, how would you like to have paid $500 million and then had COVID hit?
Gosh.
And they play in the Amazon or Climate Change Arena in Seattle. Their owners have bought a team in the minor league, the one step below, and they are going to play here in the Coachella Valley. The people who build it are just first-rate.
Phenomenal.
They built arenas in New York. They built it there.
Jerry Bruckheimer's a huge movie producer.
He's the owner of and he's going to own this down here. But this is not only because for fans of the Joey English Show, this is really not about sports. That thing is about music. Remember, they've hired Irving Azoff, who was formerly the head of Live Nation, who has also hired some local fellows, including Skip Page, and they've been hired to work on the music end of it. And I think the music thing. It's very similar to the Toyota Arena in Ontario, and I've gone to a lot of games up there. So that's what they're going to do out here. Firebirds are taking deposits. They also have a store. So if you're interested in buying stuff, to send
online,
home,
I think, to
Aunt,
too.
Right, online, mm-hmm. too. But Aunt Betty in Saskatoon, head on over to Palm Desert. And I already bought some stuff and sent it there.
I got to tell you something funny. You know, you remember Trevor skated at the Air Force Academy hockey?
Yes.
And then he skated for the Air Force hockey team in Europe. His son, my grandson, 18-year-old Trent, sends me videos each week. He's a right winger. And I'm talking about hockey.
Not hockey,
not
right.
Not politics, right. He skates right wing, and he sends me these videos, and they're wonderful now, you know, because I'm not there at the game. And they said, that's a hat trick for Schaefer on the Raiders. And I thought, what did I hear? So I backed it up, and he said, that's a hat trick for Trent Schaefer on the Raiders. The name of his hockey team is the Raiders.
Right, and a hat trick, for those of you who don't know, originated in England in soccer. And what would happen is if you scored three goals, they would throw hats on the what they would call the pitch or the field. Of course, Canada, very close to England, they picked that up when hockey came there.
And
a hat trick means that you've scored three times. A pure hat trick means three times in a row. So that's the difference.
I didn't know that, and I know a lot of hockey. Tell me some other things I don't know. Why is the Super Bowl? Tell me something.
Football, but I'll talk something else about real sports, because thinking about you when we worked at another venue, I was one of the few people who ever watched English soccer, and you would say to me, what is that like? And I remember I did a whole segment with you. Well, I am stunned, or as the British would say, gobsmacked.
Yes.
The NBC signed a contract to broadcast 6 years of the English Premier League.
And soccer.
And Nigel has a British name. You know how much they paid for that? $2.7 billion. If you had told me that they would have paid that much. So actually, technically, I would say that English soccer is now the fourth major sport in the United States, because financially it would trail the NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball, but no one else. I mean, that's incredible. And I think in football this year, again, it's interesting. It's like I heard what Fred said the other day on the show. He's right. The teams are so different. Anybody can win the Super Bowl. The real story, of course, is Tom Brady.
Oh,
will he be able to, at age 44, bring them back after they won last year? You know, who knows? Who knows?
What's your prediction?
I'm going to wait till I come back next month because I got to see. Who knows? I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, this is just a crazy year. You know, I do know that every sport has been affected by this, and we'll see what happens.
I was watching the Raider game last week. And I've never, you know me a long time, I've never been a fan of kicking. 11 men work their tails off for four quarters, and some soccer player in a uniform with no shoulder pads kicks a field goal and wins a game with 1 second to play.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happened last week to the Raiders.
It's a great story about that. The great Alex Karras, late
Yes,
would get furious at that. He would say, we were out there beating each other up, and some guy comes in and says, I'm going to kick a touchdown.
Yes.
But one of the first soccer-style kickers was Jan Stenerud, who kicked for the Kansas City Chiefs from Montana
State. But he kicked real sideways soccer.
But he was fantastic.
Yes.
One of the other first ones was a guy named Pete Gogolak.
I know that name.
He was a Hungarian refugee. Him and his brother Charlie, they were pretty smart guys. They also went to Princeton, and then they wound up kicking in the NFL. So, you know.
I was pretty good friends with George Blanda.
Well, Blanda was an amazing guy.
Yeah, and talk about age. After he was the quarterback, then he became the kicker.
Right, and then there was a series in time when the Raiders had some injuries at quarterback, and he came back and played. He was like 45, and one of the great, great pictures I've seen on a Twitter website is a picture of George Blanda when he's 48 without his helmet on, and the caption reads, after discussing his Civil War victory, George Blanda kicked four field goals for the Raiders. But no, I think that it's going to be interesting. You know, if you want me to put me out on a limb, I think Alabama's going to win the National Football Championship for college.
College Alabama.
And I think we'll see what happens with whether or not. Okay,
here's something. Is the University of Miami anywhere?
Yeah, in Miami.
Yeah, right.
but no, they just hired a new coach. Mario Cristobal just joined them from Oregon, so he should be interesting.
Myra, I went to college with George Myra.
Myra was very good. Never playing the NFL today. They'd say
no.
Small,
he was short.
Little small guy.
Yes.
Played for the Dolphins, played for the 49ers.
And
by the way, the other big thing, and we'll have to see, is whether the Australian Open tennis gets played. They have a very strict quarantine thing. That takes place in a couple of weeks in January. And we don't know if Novak Djokovic has been vaccinated yet. He did test positive for COVID, as Rafael Nadal.
Oh.
Whether they will be allowed in Australia is something else.
What are you going to bring us each month in the Kelly's Corner?
I'll bring you what's going on. You know,
the sports.
I used to, you know,
the sports.
I enjoyed it very much. I worked with a guy named Bud Ferrillo, and I'll just do what the Bud always did. And, you know, sports is fun. It's entertainment, you know. Despite what people think, it's just entertainment.
Wasn't it fun what Fred said yesterday about all the football players are millionaires now, and he got $5,900 a year or something?
Isn't it amazing? You wouldn't believe in how you know, oh, my goodness.
Do you have a website for us yet,
No,
Steve?
Not yet, but I'm working on some things, and I'll probably be doing some podcasting, too. And,
yes.
You know, we'll let you know what's going on.
Bring it all to us next month.
In 2022.
Oh, my gosh. Happy New Year, dear
you
Steve.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Legendary voice in the Coachella Valley, Steve Kelly in Kelly's Corner. Okay, Joey Pals. Tomorrow, the lineup for the show, listen to these. I can't talk. Scott Stretch will be here with Lee Rice from Eisenhower Health. We will be honored by a year-in visit from the mayor of Palm Springs. Her honoris or her honor? What's the proper term? I say I'm the voice of goddess, but I think you just say your honor. Lisa Middleton will be in here. And we'll wind up with a little legal visit from our attorney, Robert Firth.